Hello, I am Sam Dumas, and I'm here with
Kevin Morrow.
And we are interviewing John Charles Lamoureux for the English Progress Report. So, our first question is, how was your childhood life in your house?
We were five children in my family. I was the oldest one. My father was a doctor in town. My mother was a stay-at-home mom. We all went to St. Clair Grammar School, and then the boys went to Mount, and the girls went to St. Clair. We had a very, very nice childhood. We spent summers up in New Hampshire and Lake Winnipesaukee. The one thing about growing up in the 50s was most mothers didn't work, so she was always at home. So you'd come home from school and you do your homework or you play outside, and your mom was home, you know, making dinner. Everybody had dinner together. Everybody went to church together.
What was your relationship with your parents?
Very, very close. They were very, 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 very loving parents. They gave us a lot of freedom. My father would challenge us. I remember him teaching me how to drive a car, and he threw me in his brand new Lincoln and took me down the narrowest street in town, you know. And then I got my license, and he threw the keys at me and said, "Here, you know, go to NW with your friends." Or it's like, it just gave us responsibility from the beginning. And we grew up that way. He was a very wonderful man.
So he kind of trusted you to work on your own, to expect, say, "Hey, this is a nice car, don't ruin it," kind of thing.
Well, yeah, it worked on me. But when it got down to the fifth kid, I remember my little brother, who lived on an island up in New Hampshire in the summer, and he didn't even have his license, and he'd take it out and ride around the island. You know, so, you know, nothing. Like, I didn't drink or smoke or do marijuana, but everybody else did. Because, you know, my father would have this wonderful guilt speech, and you know, at times we'd say, you know, "Just hit me. Don't give me the guilt speech." Because it was so, it'd make you feel so bad.
Yeah.
But then with the other kids, they went right over their head.
What was your relationship with your siblings?
Well, my brother Andy went to school here. He was 18 months younger than me. So we started out in junior band together here. And we were in band for 4 years here. We were also in soccer. And then both he and I went to Providence College together. So we commute to school together. So we were pretty close. Then I had two sisters. They went to St. Clair. And it's like, you know, they did their thing, and you know, we did our thing. So a lot of times you really don't know what they were up to. And then the youngest one, well, I was married and out of the house by the time he got to be, you know, to do anything cool with him. And he went on to join the Navy. And actually now I take care of him. Because if you gave him $1 million, he'd blow it in no time. So when my parents died, my father sort of left me my little brother to take care of. So I take care of him. Not physically, just financially.
What were your friends like at Mount?
I hung around with the sort of like the smart kids. Not necessarily the jocks. My closest friends were the ones that I took classes with all the time, or band kids, kids I was in band with. But, you know, they were all pretty cool. Nobody ever got in any trouble. I will have to say, back then, kids didn't shoot each other. They didn't kill each other. Kids didn't commit suicide.
Yeah, it's a lot different nowadays.
I know.
Way different.
It's ridiculous what kids do to each other now. And it was just a much simpler time. There was no fashion sense. There's no competition. You know, like, I got to have this $100 pair of sneakers. There were only two kinds of sneakers. There was Red Ball Jets and Keds. And everybody was basically dressed alike, you know. It's very, very low, very, hardly any pressure. Not with you kids. I wouldn't want to start over again. I wouldn't want to be a parent right now.
It's a lot more stressful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where I see what my kids go through raising their kids, you know, they argue. When I was a kid, you didn't argue with your parents. You didn't talk back to them. You didn't hit them. You'd be dead. Or you'd be grounded for. Or they'd send you away.
Yeah.
You know,
like military school or.
Well, over here, when I was here, we had boarders. And a lot of them were really rough kids. And, you know, it was either, you know, if you came from New York City, you're going to reform school or, you know, get your kid out of town. So they'd send him here, and the brothers were very strict disciplinarians. You know, and they would handle these kids. How am I doing? All right?
Yep.
Are you bored?
No, you're doing
I'm not bored. I'm really interested, actually. Sure? Yep. Did you ever take any trips, like, with your family or either your friends?
Well, from the time I was a kid, we had a house in Winnipesaukee. I don't know if you've ever been there, Lake Winnipesaukee.
I've been there a few times.
In New Hampshire?
It's nice.
So we had a house up there.
That's cool.
And we'd stay all summer. My father would drive up on weekends because he'd still have to work down here. So my mother would be up there, and she didn't drive and she didn't swim. So we had a high school girl that was with us from the time she was 13 till right through college. And she was the driver, and she'd drive the boat, she'd bring us water skiing, she'd bring us fishing, and she'd basically take care of us. So that's basically what we did, you know. I think we went to the ocean once because we had the house in New Hampshire, but we didn't do very, very much traveling. Except for that.
Yeah. Do you think that vacation, like, has changed over the course of time? Like, more people go, like, fly in any planes and any stuff?
Yeah, my son has, with his mother, I think they've been to every continent.
Even Antarctica, except Antarctica, right?
Excuse me?
Has he been to Antarctica?
His mother has. Yeah, she's been everywhere.
I'd love to go to every kingdom.
Yeah. I remember him being 8 years old, and he was in Paris. He called me like at midnight having dinner, you know, on top of the Eiffel Tower or something. But yeah, the kids, especially like what blows my mind is like these kids go on class trips to, you know, they go to Europe, they go on a cruise.
They go to Washington.
Yeah, you know, our class trip was, we go to the lake. But yeah, none of these big organized, you know, classes. My granddaughter, she was graduating from high school. I said, oh yeah, I want to go on a cruise. I'm like, it's like, you know, are you kidding? And she's a party animal. Like, she'd be sneaking drinks off her, off the boat.
Do you remember your favorite subject in, like, high school or something like that?
Favorite subject in high school? probably banned. Because it was, I don't know if it's still a subject here.
Yeah, it's still a subject.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother takes band.
Yeah. I got my best appreciation for a variety of music. We had, our band director was Brother Henry Peter, and he just introduced us to all sorts of music, not just classical, jazz. He tried to teach us swing. You can't read swing. And he'd be out there, and he'd be swinging, and his cassock would be going, and he'd play the, the big bands, Glenn Miller, and you got to listen to it. And we had a pet band, so we played every single hockey game and basketball game. So, and we'd play the current, you know, tunes that were rock tunes that were out there,
or like popular at the time. And,
yeah, you know. Stuff your grandparents would listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Downtown and When the Saints Go Marching In. I don't know if they still play that at the hockey games. But yeah, probably band was my favorite.
Yeah. My favorite's math.
Yeah.
I like science. I just enjoy...
Yeah,
like,
we had a great biology teacher. He was very good. I had a physics teacher who left, like, beginning of the year. So... We had to entertain ourselves in physics. So we usually go outside and play baseball.
So you didn't have any did you have any like substitute teachers, or did it sound like if there was a teacher wasn't there, you just do whatever you want?
Not for physics. They had us, and we had substitute teachers for other subjects, but they were just behind the eight ball on that one.
Yeah. Was your brother the only one that went to the service in your family, or were there other people that did?
No, he was the only one. He didn't know what he wanted to do. He played musical high schools. He went to a couple of prep schools in New Hampshire, and ended up at Woonsocket High School. And then he didn't know what to do, and I told him about this photography program with the Navy, and he ended up being a naval photographer on an aircraft carrier.
Yeah. When you were our age, what do you remember doing for fun? Like, did you go outside, or like, did you like play with your toys, or like anything with your other friends?
At what age?
Like, probably like when you were like our age.
During your childhood, yeah. Growing up, like grade school.
You know, we had a lot. We had a big yard, so we played baseball in the backyard. In fact, two next door neighbors were in high school, and they'd even come and play with us. We played baseball, we played football. In high school, we played basketball outside. We had a lot of real neat toys back then. The toy trucks were all made out of metal. Tonka would make them. You could get chemistry sets, biology sets. You had a microscope. A lot of outside games, a lot of board games. You know, nothing electronic, of course. Didn't read too much, except for... Now I read a lot. I usually have four or five books started at all times. I've read Harry Potter like 10 times, the whole thing. I've read Lord of the Rings at least 10 times. I enjoy reading.
Growing up, you said you didn't read a lot, but were you ever a fan of comic books? Like,
oh yeah, especially when you went to get your hair cut.
And then they give you like little magazines to read, or like...
At the barbershop they'd have every single comic there was.
Really?
Dell Comics, Superman, Batman, imagine if you had those from back then. We did a lot of comic books. Yeah, those were, I think they were about a nickel back then.
Yeah, I'm a big Marvel fan, so yeah. I've been trying to get into the comics and...
You're collecting them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't have any at home. You know, also it was big baseball, football cards. was big.
My uncle at my grandmother's old house, he had like two boxes of baseball cards. He gave me like half of them.
Yeah, there used to be a game in grammar school, and you'd have your cards, and you'd be like 6 feet away from a wall, and you'd scale the cards to see how close you could get to the wall. And sometimes your card would go up against the wall. That would be a leaner. And if you knocked it down, you picked up all the cards that were out there. And I just reminded a neighbor of that. He's going to go to his 50th reunion. And his face lit up like, oh, I forgot all about that. You know, because that was one of the things you did in the schoolyard, you know, before you went in the class. Because you'd always carry your baseball cards with you.
Did you ever have, like, a nickname growing up?
Yeah, my name was JC. In fact, some of these guys still call me JC. There's two guys that were in my class, Richard Maku there and Mr. Boney. And they still call me JC.
Do you remember what holidays were like when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. Especially my mother would always do, she'd do all the holidays. She'd do Christmas, everybody would come over. Thanksgiving and Easter, and then when we're up at the lake in the summer, we do big. Everybody would come up. You'd cram 50 people in a little cottage, and you'd have big cookouts. And they were really, really nice. We always had a real Christmas tree, and then they came out with those silver metallic Christmas trees. You see those with the lights?
Yeah.
The colored light that spins around. Yeah, the holidays. And now I've been doing every single holiday since I've been married. And my father would still come. He'd love coming over and spending the holidays with us, because then he didn't have to do the work, and I'd do the same recipes that my mother would. So it just brought back, you know, fond memories for him. And he'd always sit next to me, too.
Did you ever go to places like summer camps when you were a kid during the summer?
Yeah, I went to a summer camp when I was a really, probably 4 or 5 years, when I was really small. It was called Camp Bronco, and it was in Burrillville. And you'd go swimming twice a day. And then the rest was in a ball field, and they teach you how to play baseball or capture the flag or something like that. There weren't any crafts, because it was run by the hockey coach from Burrillville, or the baseball coach. Oh.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, you'd get picked up by a bus, and it was a lot of fun.
Do you know when you got your first color TV? And how many of your friends had them?
We were probably one of the last ones to get a color TV, just because of the way my father was. My father was, he grew up in the Depression, so if it wasn't broken, you didn't buy anything new. So we were watching black and white for a long time. It started out slowly. Of course, the first ones were very expensive. But one of my parents' friends owned a TV shop in town. It was called Ed's TV. And we probably got it from there. It was a Magnavox, as I recall. Yeah, it was a big boxy thing,
So, were they like really big? Like, were the screen, was it like super big, and then the screens were like small?
No, we didn't. By the time we got one, it wasn't, like you see on TV, the really small ones. There were maybe, a 20-inch screen.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I'd always imagined it smaller.
Yeah, the first ones were really, really, tiny. But when they got up to the colors, they were, a decent-sized screen. And then if you bought a stereo system, it was usually in a big cabinet, and the speakers were all built in.
Yeah, so like my grandmother would have an old TV, and then she'd put speakers in the bottom cabinets, and they were like super big.
Yep.
You mentioned your younger brother a lot. Could you tell me more about your other brothers?
My brother Andy? My brother Andy went to PC, Providence College, and he ended up being a math teacher at Hendricken High School. Yep. So he was a teacher there for a while, and then he moved back up to New Hampshire, and ended up being a, most of the time he was a, spent most of his time as an innkeeper, worked for a company that had a lot of inns, so he was in hospitality, doing accounting work and, you know, front desk and stuff like that, and so, and right now he lives, he's still single, he lives in a 200-year-old farmhouse that used to be haunted. They think it was on the Underground Railroad, you know that is, right?
Yeah.
And they think it was a spirit of a black girl that used to take care of kids. She stayed, it, the house was owned by a doctor. So he had taken in some, one of his friends who had a child out of wedlock. So they were living with him. It wasn't his. And one night they were cleaning up the toys and throwing them in the room, and the toys came flying back out. And it wasn't the kid who threw them out. So, but then when the kid left, the spirit left. It was like released. So.
Were you, do you remember like the dentist when you were little? Did you like them or did you
the dentist
them?
Was the dentist was he was a friend of the family, and they had this god awful drill that ran on it was like these big rubber bands, and it would come down, and I don't know if the drill bits were too big or it was too slow, but yeah, it was painful. It was.
Yeah, because now we have like stuff to numb the pain after. Or, like, if you get your teeth pulled, they give you stuff. So
yeah,
you,
well, they had that back then, too, but it, it was just the instruments were more primitive. You know, like, the x-rays were took forever, and you couldn't see them right away because you had to develop the film.
Yeah, yeah, like, you go into, like, a room where it was, like, dark, and then you have to develop the film.
Yeah, yeah. My father was a radiologist, and I remember going to his office after school, and they taught me how to develop the films. And then later on, they got ended up being a machine that you actually put the films in and would automatically develop it. And then they went into, you know, what they have now. You just look at it on a digital screen, and it's instant.
Do you remember, like, do you remember, like, the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you, like, in school or at your dad's job?
Or, like, something embarrassing, maybe?
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I know what I can tell you. I hold a record at Mount for the most proms in one year. Because my father, a lot of people knew my father, so anybody whose daughter didn't have a date for their prom, they'd call him up and say, hey, could you fix my... So I went to proms with all these girls I didn't know. So I went to four proms in one year. I thought it was five, but I couldn't remember what the fifth one was. But, yeah.
So you still hold the record?
I don't know. But I mean, you know, if you're actually going out with somebody, you know, whose girlfriend would let you go out with four of the, you know, girls to prom. I went to Bellingham, St. Clair, Mount, and the Woonsocket prom. I think Cumberland.
Do you remember any historic events that happened and that kind of captured your family in the moment? For example, like Apollo 13, like something that happened there where you like... Was your family like all in a room?
Big for the time, that was like incredibly innovative.
That was
innovative. I don't know. That's a toughie. I don't know if this would be one of the things, but we all everybody except for my mother, we all skied, and we'd all ski together, including my father. We did that all, I don't know, for how many years, 10, 12 years.
Yeah, I'm a big skiing fan.
Yeah, and we used to go to Gunstock. That was our season pass at Gunstock. It used to be $25. So imagine having your kids ski all winter long,
yeah,
and keeping them off the streets for $25 a kid, you know?
Yep.
And if you didn't have transportation, there was some guy who paid for a bus, and he'd pick you up in downtown Laconia and get a free ride to go to the ski area.
Yeah, we owned a house in Vermont.
Yep.
Like a house that was on a mountain in Okemo.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really nice place.
Okemo's nice.
Yeah.
Ski that.
Do you have a favorite movie or genre type of?
From back then or now?
From back then.
When you were.
Well, like from when you were a kid.
I was thinking about TV shows. I remember we'd watch Batman and the original Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah. And Lost in Space was.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah. Of course, it's been remade. I don't know how many times. But, we were into the spacey shows like you're interested. Oh, and then they had, when I was a really small kid, like up to 10 or 12, there were hundreds of Westerns on TV, Western TV shows, which were really fun.
Yeah, whenever I'm looking at like the old TV channels, like half of them are all just Western.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
How are you?
Good.
Do you have a favorite moment that happened in school?
That happened in school? See, we didn't have girls.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to have a favorite moment.
Yeah.
And then my father sent me to PC, and there still weren't any girls. So it's like, it's kind of difficult to have a favorite moment. Probably, I was captain of the ski team. I think it was the only year we had a ski team, and we went to a competition, and I placed best in school. I didn't win, but I did very well. Maybe that would be but I was like the smallest one in school. So, you know,
Nothing. I
didn't play any sports. So I picked up climbing. I either skied or I climbed. So I ended up being a rock climber and an ice climber. Because you didn't have to be bigger, you know.
Yeah. I'd never be able to do something like that. I'm terrified of heights.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I probably weighed 100 pounds. So if I played hockey, I would have been killed, you know. And at that time, we didn't have football programs. I was on cross country, but I was too short. So I had short legs, so I wasn't any good at it. But probably my skiing was the brightest moment of that.
I've never went skiing, but I've always imagined it was like, I'd go down, I'd probably move too far, and then I'd slip and fall.
We used to have follow the week contests.
Is there any moment in your life or anything you miss about your youth?
About my youth? Yeah, how simple it was. Having my mom around, you know, when you came home from school. Eating. Having meals together. My grandchildren don't eat together with their parents anymore.
And you're alumni.
I'm
good for you, all
right? Oh, thank you. going to family get-togethers. When I was a kid, you go to your grandparents every Sunday and have a cookout.
That's what my family does.
Yep.
Used to do when my grandparents had their house. We'd always go every Friday, so we'd stay there on Friday, and we'd sleep over their house during the weekend, and then we'd go back to school.
Yeah, one of the best things as a grandparent was having sleepovers. Mm-hmm. And what we did was every kid who turned 13 got to go to Disney World with my wife and I, and they got to pick where they stayed, and then we show them all the menus, and they got to pick where we were going to eat, you know, for dinner.
That's fun.
So, and Jack was the only boy, and he wanted to go to Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral.
That's where I would have picked.
Yeah.
And, well, we went there one day, but, you know, we're at Disney three other days, and we met my niece there. My niece works at NASA, so she's kind of cool.
You mentioned about your family get-togethers. Could you tell me more about that?
They were really simple. I had an uncle who owned a meat market, or he was a butcher, so it was basically we'd build this big grill out of cinder blocks. It was probably 4 by 5 feet, and then we'd get a piece of wire fence to go over the top, and you'd throw it in. The gas grills didn't exist back then, so you'd throw in like 5 bags of charcoal, light it up, and we'd cook chickens on the top.
Yeah, I've seen people do that. I've seen them put the charcoal on a grill and then start to set it on fire, they burn it and they cook the food.
Yep, and then that evolved into, once a year we'd have a clam bake, and my cousins would, they'd dig the big hole, probably as big as this, and they'd heat up all the rocks, and then do the old fashioned clam bake where you put the seaweed on it, and then wrap the lobsters and the clams and the corn and everything and the hot dogs, and then you cover it with a big burlap bag, and it steams it for hours, and then you open it up and it's
ready.
Yeah, it's all cooked. Yeah. So that's what we used to do.
Do you have any people that you idolized as a kid?
Let's see, not too many sports figures, although I did see Ted Williams play, so probably about the last time I was at Fenway Park.
I love Fenway Park.
So I was in the 50s. When the Bruins were hot, but when Bobby Orr played, we used to watch that a lot. I didn't too much into football. Like I said, I was the smallest kid, so I never played any team sports. I tried out for Little League, never got, because back then you had to try out, really try out. Like now they take everybody, right?
Yeah, they just take everybody.
Yeah, and everybody gets a plaque and everybody gets a trophy. Yeah, I think I walked from my house to Barry Field and back, and didn't make the team, didn't make the football team.
Could you tell me about your about Mount Lake? Do you remember an everyday, day of Mount, when school started and ended?
Well, we'd come in through the entrance all the way at the ground entrance. That's where our lockers were. Started out walking, and then when I got my license, then we'd take our cars. Because you used to be able to, the road was open where the lower field was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, you could drive up through there. One of my classmates lived right over there. So we'd come up through there, dump our stuff, start class. We'd have religious studies. We'd have French or Latin. Had algebra, geometry, science class. We had band. We usually had English in the afternoon. And we didn't have study periods or anything like that. We had class all the time. We really didn't have any. Lunchtime was, if you were, they called us day hoppers because they had the boarders. Lunchtime was you brought your own lunch, and you ate in the gym. Yeah, we didn't have, sat in the bleachers. So we didn't have a cafeteria. And then you made sure that we'd stop on the way home because at 4 o'clock the Monkees TV show was on. So we had to watch it.
Did you have a mount day as in your class?
Did you have any sort of day with like you'd play like games with your classmates or
you
like,
do whatever you want? Like.
No. We didn't have anything like that.
Do you remember you said your first car was the Lincoln?
No, that was my father's car. My first car was a Volkswagen Beetle. Yeah, it cost a whopping $2,000. It was brand new.
$2,000.
Yeah.
I did research around that time about how the prices were back then, and I was astonished by how like cheap some of the stuff was.
Yeah, but don't forget what you made was a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to paint houses for $1 an hour.
And that would be like $15 now.
Yeah. Minimum wage, I think, was $1.50 or $1.25, and then it slowly went up. Gasoline was 29 cents a gallon. So the Volkswagen took 10 gallons, so it's $3. Back then you could get a lot. You could get a... Cars pretty cheap, but they weren't as good as the ones today. They didn't last, but they were a lot simpler. I still have my father had a 38 Buick, and I still have it. 1938 Buick Roadmaster. Weighs 4,500 pounds. No power brakes, no power steering. It's a beast.
In the 50s, would you agree that it was a great time to live, like crime was low. It was a very peaceful time.
Yeah. Rock and roll was just starting to come in. So you had this battle with your parents. Not battle, but, you know, they weren't really into it because they were still back into the big bands.
The generation before.
Yeah. Like I said, your mother didn't work. Everybody was basically in the same boat. There weren't any really rich kids, you know. And nobody, you know, if you were really poor, you really didn't judge anybody that, you know, by their clothes. Everybody was clean. Everybody wore blue jeans and gray sweatshirts with the arms cut off. You know, like I said, there was no fashion sense. My 4-year-old granddaughter had fashion sense. You know, she'd go to, I forgot what store it was, and she'd pick out her own clothes and jewelry and stuff. And they're like, what the heck is that? You know, it's like, you're creating a little monster. We weren't consumers, you know? If, you know, your clothes was something your mother went shopping for and say, this is what you're wearing.
Yeah, you wear it.
You know, yeah. So, like I said, it was a lot simpler. You didn't judge your other friends. You had your arguments, but you might have a fight. You know, but the next day you were talking to each other. But not too much interaction with girls. They were sort of like they were a mystery.
Adding on to the stuff about the TV, like what was different about like your maybe like your kitchen that you had when you were a kid? Like were like fridges different and ovens and stuff like that?
Yeah, the fridges weren't as big as the ones now. They still had electric stoves. No microwaves back then. That was something after. You might have an oven on top of your stove, but it was just another oven. What else do we have? We didn't have Keurig coffee makers. You just had this big chrome pot, and you put coffee in it, and it shot water up the top and went over the coffee grounds. We did have washers and dryers, but not all these different cycles that they have. now where he basically cleans everything yourself.
Yeah, he just cleans everything in like one wash.
Yeah.
Or like two
washers. Was a time that there weren't any dishwashers. So your mother had to wash all the dishes by hand. Which at Thanksgiving time took forever. But usually the person who cooked the dinner didn't wash all the dishes either.
Were you ever one of those childs to willingly help your parents and help out around the house?
Willingly? I suppose so. I mean, we didn't necessarily have a set of chores to do. But certainly if they asked, we certainly would have done whatever they asked us to do.
Did you ever get along with any of your siblings better than others?
I probably got along with my brother Andy more than the others because he was, you know, closest in age to me, and we had, you know, we also stayed in the same room, so we, you know, the girls had their room, the boys had their room, so. You know, we had more in common with each other, whereas the girls, you know, they did girly things, and, you know, the only common thing we had did with the girls was we either water skied or snow skiing with them, or, you know, we went fishing with them, but other than that, they did their thing, and we did our thing.
We're running out of time a bit, so okay. I'm going to ask one more question, and... What is the most important thing you've learned in your life so far?
You gotta talk to your kids. When you get married, you gotta... Just because you're married, you still have to talk to your wife. Treat her like a partner. And, you know, respect your kids, respect your, you know, your wife. Because she's got to be your best friend. Because if she's not, you're gonna have a miserable life. You know.
Not gonna be happy.
And same thing with your parents. You know, just because you move away, your parents still need you. My daughter still needs me. I have a 53-year-old daughter from my second marriage, and 50-year-old son. And they still need us. But I've known them for 35 years, so it's like pretty close to being a parent. You know? So that's the most important thing, I think. And don't get caught in a rat race of, you know, I'm going to graduate from college and own a $500,000 house and drive Volvos and Porsches. Live within your means. That's probably the most important thing my father taught me. Live within your means. That would be my best advice, you know, for you. And compliment people. You know, say hello to them. Even if you don't know them. You know, I worked as a meat cutter in a supermarket. And, you know, say, hi, how are you? And some people might go through a whole week and nobody says hi to them or how are you. It doesn't cost anything.
Okay, so thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I hope I didn't bore you.
No, it really wasn't.
Yeah, we really liked it. So, yeah.
Actually, I'm going to stay for a second.